but it's not difficult to find out the sort of man he is. You wouldn't want him near a child, or the other people who he associates with. There's some, he's around some pretty horrific people who've been in, one or two of them have been in prison for doing things to children. It's disgusting.
Someone made the mistake of finding out one of my supporters and telling his lies to her. Now that supporter is a paedophile hunter who records all her incoming calls. She does what she does because her children were groomed.
Yeah, I don't know how the only reason why all these names are coming about mind is because of Alan.
No, Alan haven't mentioned these names to me at all. These are people that have been connected to the grooming of my kids. As a mother, Simon, I got to get to the bottom of what have happened to my children.
Yeah.
It's not just my children. There's also 31 victims from a paedophile from Penthlagare.
She's actively trying to pursue the people who groomed her children. She was shocked by the lies Simon told her.
It's just that he's trying to deny that he never got involved in child abuse. And it's a known fact that he was. He's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. What he's been involved in the past is absolutely disgusting. It's horrific. Two of the people that he's involved with have both been convicted in the past. I've managed to find this out in the last literally 4 weeks. One of them was put in prison for less than only a young boy. And the other one was trying to traffic children from Romania. He was encouraging people to send him money to build computer classes in schools in Lithuania and Romania, when in fact that's all he was doing was using the money to go out and visit these bloody children.
I've only ever raised funds for school equipment to two schools, and both are in the village of Nikolaevka in Bulgaria, where I used to live. I've never helped with schools in Romania or Lithuania. My passport would show I've never actually been to Lithuania.